True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Doug.
How are you?
Doing all right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Fired up for the long weekend?
Yes.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Everybody's fired up.
Always fired up for it. Yeah, I felt bad that had a chance Monday night to meet up with some friends from all over the place, and I couldn't get out because, you know, the Pistons and Red Wings are both on, and we do work the following day to talk about stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that. So I didn't go, and I got some pictures from the guys who were out there, and I missed out on a good time. And I apologize to my man Alex, who organized the whole thing, and Grush and KB and Andre and all the guys who were out there. Sorry, man.
You decided to open the show today with a public apology to your friends?
That's right.
Okay.
Because
Kang, I didn't have that one on my show sheet.
No, because as we lead
their phone numbers?
As we lead into this weekend, I mean, tonight's the big bar night that everybody goes out to. I feel like that's more like a if you're in your 20s thing than it is, you know, at the next stage.
Oh, I disagree, my friend. It's going to be wild, Doug, tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. But, well, it's different for you because now you get to have that with your family that's come back.
It is actually really weird because we have kids that are home, and I just did the going for empty nester to bang, they're all back. And I was walking through the living room. You'll love this story. Walking through the living room, and there was a random sock. And I pointed at it, and I said, honey? And my wife said, kids are home. Yep. Yep, there's a sock in the middle of the living room, because why wouldn't there be?
Right,
because
sock.
Yep.
That's why.
Oh, there you go.
Sock's going to sock, man.
Who doesn't keep one sock in the middle of the living room?
Right.
Who amongst us doesn't keep a sock in the middle of the living room? So anyway, it's just funny, and it's great, and it's exciting to have them home.
Yeah, and it's this whole week is great. You know, you got Thanksgiving is an awesome holiday anyway. You got the turkey, and then the Lions football, then there's football after that, and then there's football after that.
Yep.
Michigan State basketball against North Carolina.
Yep.
That should be some fun. You know, then you get to Friday, and it's another football Friday. And
dude, Friday's schedule's fantastic. I will be in here doing the show, but it's a short show because there's an early Red Wing game, and it'll be a Lions postgame, but it'll be Michigan-Ohio State pregame. So
a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
So Friday night's always fun because there are people in town that you want to see. I mentioned yesterday I'll be at 24 Seconds on Friday night. Their 20th anniversary of 24 Seconds being a business in Berkeley, a town of 12 miles. So stop by, say hello. There'll be some guest bartenders out there. I'll be there later doing that. I think Dave Burkett's going to be out there, Dan Wetzel, some other people out there. So it should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, Saturday is great day.
Yep.
Great day of football, a great rivalry day. You got, obviously, Michigan, Ohio State, and Auburn, Alabama, and all these other games. It's just going to be a lot of fun. Great weekend.
Spent some time down at Schembechler Hall yesterday, getting ready for Michigan and Ohio State. For people who missed the end of the show yesterday, I did mention that, it, you know, just as a observer from afar, one thing I've discovered when you're kind of with a team all the time, this isn't going to be shocking, is but that I realize that my observations of other teams, I almost disqualify myself, because when you're around a team and you get to see stuff, you see how things work and you figure out people that are, you know, their demeanor in front of the public is completely different the way they are behind closed doors, et cetera, et cetera. Watching Ryan Day from afar, last year I watched his news conference, Michigan Week, and thought that guy's wound tighter than a drum, and I thought his team play reflected it. But I'm not around him all the time, and I don't cover that team all the time. So that was just sort of a casual observation from afar. Whether it has any merit, I don't know. But I felt validated after the game that his team didn't play its best against Michigan last year. This year, I watched his news conference yesterday, and Scott, I couldn't help but come away from the feeling that he's in a much better headspace as a head coach and seemed far more relaxed. Having been around Sharon Moore for a couple of these things now, where he has been in head coaching duties, one as a fill-in and the other last year with his own team. He took a very flawed team down to Columbus last year and won. He was confident, relaxed, like just as happy as could be last year leading up to the Ohio State game, which people thought was a walk to the guillotine. And he didn't see it that way at all. And then talking to his players, they felt like they were letting me in on a secret. You know, I know until Day does it again, people won't believe that he will, but his demeanor this week was different. I will say that to me from, you know, again, maybe it's not behind closed doors, but it was with the media.
Yeah, and
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Maybe that's just as simple, simply explained as, well, you're a national champion. You're defending national champion. Yeah, this game means a lot. National championship means more. You won that. And now because you've got that under your belt, it's probably a big sigh of relief for him that he's got that national championship. And now, okay, I can relax a little bit, but this game, we're going to put emphasis on this game, but I don't have to be breathing fire to let everybody know that, at least out publicly. And he can save that energy.
I don't know that 100% your description of the way Ohio State fans feel is accurate. I get how you feel, and I understand why you feel that way.
But look, there's going to be fringe people in every fan base. Michigan people feel the same way, that they'd rather beat Ohio State than win a national championship. There'll be people like that too. They are fringe, and there's a reason they call them the lunatic fringe. Because you're crazy to think that that's what you'd rather have than a national championship. But of course, there are people that walk around like that. But it's not just the Ohio State side. It's on the Michigan side. It would be on an Alabama side. It would be on an Auburn side. It would be on a Texas side. It would be on an Oklahoma side. Wherever you've got a rival, you're going to have people that grip the club too tightly.
For the record, I do not speak for Ohio State fans. You do. I do not. I have no idea how many, what percentage are that way.
Well, you seem to think that it's quite a bit that would rather beat Michigan than win a national championship.
I was surprised at the reactions that I saw and the people that I know about that. But you know, I don't speak for them. So I will tell you that I think this game is, here's the question. Ohio State's locked into the playoffs. As this game morphs towards the pros, you know what pro teams do in this game? They sit players. Would Ohio State get a first round bye with a loss? Or do you think they'd be hosting again?
They would host if they...
They would drop out of the top four.
Yeah, I would think so. Well,
probably.
It depends what happens behind you. I mean, you don't play that. That's why you don't play the rest game, because you don't know what
happens. You don't know what happens behind you. I think Michigan is in a good spot. Like, I don't think it's a guarantee that they get into the playoffs with a win over Ohio State, because, again, the context, but I think their resume would become extraordinarily strong.
How about this? If things fall a certain way, let's say Michigan beats Ohio State, would the first round be Michigan at Ohio State? Is that possible?
Yeah. I mean, Ohio State, if they drop out of the top four, seeds 5 through 8 host games, Michigan won't rise. Yeah, it could be in play. They could play again down in Columbus.
Yeah.
If Michigan, well, here's the other thing that's crazy. If Michigan beats number one Ohio State and Washington
beats USC,
beats Oregon.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Then Michigan will go from playing number one Ohio State to playing number one Indiana in the Big Ten title game.
Oh, I keep forgetting about the Big Ten title game.
Yeah. And that now the question becomes, I mean, the committee set a precedent that if you're in the playoffs and you lose your conference title game, you're still in. But if the resume is good enough to get in, you know, the way the Big Ten title is, I suppose you play for it, but you don't want to play for it and lose your playoff spot. But I believe nobody's ever beaten back-to-back number ones. Michigan has to beat one first. Get it. It's a huge ask. But nobody, I don't think anybody's ever beaten back-to-back number ones. But again, they have to beat Ohio State first, and that won't be easy. How can they do it? We'll get to that. We'll have our college football questions coming up today at 10:30 with the Blitz thingy. And we'll get to some Lion stuff. The Birchie Kid, our insider, is going to join us at 11. And we have a holiday version of the Are You Gonna Eat That? Thanksgiving version of Are You Gonna Eat That is very gravy forward. I will tell you that.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.